This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And it is time now for the Noon Ag Show, brought to you by Wayne Schaefer, your country insurance agent in Jerseyville, Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville, taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms, Area Diesel Service of Carlinville, and M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs. And now, with the Noon Ag Show, here's Gabe Osborne.
Thanks, Levi. Now for Ag News on your Thursday afternoon. Senate Republicans in Washington are pressing for an infrastructure-only bill in a bid to vastly downsize the president's more than $2 trillion package that goes beyond traditional infrastructure. Republicans say President Biden could score a win if his infrastructure plan included just roads, bridges, waterways, ports, and broadband, funded with user fees.
We're going to have to convince the Democrats that they've got to work in a bipartisan way and to get all the non-infrastructure stuff out of this bill.
Agriculture and Finance Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa says Democrats may be forced to go bipartisan. He points to bill opposition by West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin and others that would help deprive the party of their 51 votes they need to pass the bill.
I heard Manchin say, I read it in the press here just this last couple weeks, that he says there's five or six other Democrats don't like the tax proposals of the president. And if we can get this back to an infrastructure-only package, which is about $500 billion of the $2.25 trillion, I think we've got a good chance of getting something done.
Grassley, in the meantime, criticizes the Biden plan for providing subsidies to the wealthy to buy electric vehicles instead of help for biofuel and ethanol fuel vehicles that won't stop when the electricity goes out. In latest international ag news, the Philippine government will provide more market access for pork imports to combat rising pork prices and stabilize supply. Securing better access to the Philippines market has been a top long-term priority for the national pork producers. NPPC President Jin Sorensen says, quote, "While we are saddened by the spread of ASF in the Philippines, we appreciate the opportunity to send more high-quality U.S. pork to ease their shortage and their spike in prices." Under the announcement, tariffs for imported pork under the increased minimum access volume of 404,210 metric ton would be reduced from 30% to 5% for the next 3 months and then 10% thereafter. The announcement comes on the heels of NPPC's meeting with the Philippine ambassador to the U.S. NPPC has been pressing both the U.S. and the Philippine governments to lower pork import tariffs since African swine fever outbreaks began in the Philippines. NPPC says the expanded market access is expected to generate significantly more U.S. pork exports to the country. And another Ag News for your Thursday. Market analysts are still trying to figure out the puzzle presented by last week's USDA Prospective Plantings Report. We join the USDA's Gary Crawford with more.
Some of us older folks remember that old Wendy's commercial with Clara Peller asking,
"Where's the beef?"
Yeah, where's, what was that again?
"Where's the beef?"
Where's the beef? But corn and soybean analysts have been asking, "Where are the acres?" Last week's USDA Prospective Plantings Report indicating, as we're sure you know by now, that farmers intend to plant fewer acres to beans and corn than the markets expected, than Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack expected, describing the numbers in the report as
a bit surprising.
Yeah, here's what the report said. For corn, USDA has intended plantings at just over 91 million acres. That would be up only 0.4%, or 325,000 acres from last year. However, many industry analysts were expecting corn planting intentions to be about 2 million acres more than a year ago. For soybeans, USDA puts planting intentions 87.6 million acres. Yes, that is 5% up from last year, but again, about 2 million acres less than the market was guessing. Most people expected much more corn and bean plantings than the report showed because
the economics, at least from a price standpoint, appear to be there.
USDA's chief economist Seth Meyer says we've had rising prices, smaller stocks than a year ago. USDA reporting corn prices in February averaging $4.75 a bushel, almost a dollar higher than February a year ago. Soybeans in February, $12.70 a bushel, $4.10 higher than last year. So why are planting intentions coming in so much lower than expected, Seth?
I'm not sure I can explain it, Gary.
Well, Seth Meyers being honest, and he and others, even at this point, are puzzling over it, trying to figure out why producers would not be planting more acres. As you may remember, futures went up the limit the day of that report and continued up the next morning. But Chief Economist Seth Meyers says
it isn't just the nearby contracts which jumped. It is contracts out a ways as well, too, because the market's looking to say those numbers would put us in a tighter situation longer run. Therefore, we must bid higher.
Good news, obviously, for commodity producers.
But, of course, Tom Vilsack says
I think livestock producers are maybe potentially concerned about the cost of feed.
But Vilsack says, remember, this USDA planting intentions report came from farmer surveys done weeks ago, and for many, planting is weeks away yet. And so
things could obviously change as farmers sort of evaluate what's taking place.
The report itself could change farmers' planting plans. We'll see. Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
With the current school year all but wrapped up, 'tis the season for scholarship awards and nominations. Farm Credit Illinois has named 29 high school seniors throughout the southern and central part of the state as Ag Scholarship recipients, and they also were awarded 50 community improvement grants to FFA chapters and 4-H clubs across central and southern Illinois. A total of $58,000 in scholarships were awarded to high school seniors pursuing ag-related majors and careers. Each of the 29 recipients will receive a $2,000 ag scholarship. Scholarship selections are based on a combination of academic achievement, participation in leadership in school and community organizations, and the applicant's commitment to an agricultural career. The following local students were selected to receive a 2021 Farm Credit Ag Scholarship. And they are Jordan Gerlach of Wagner, who graduates from Lincolnwood High School this May. She'll go on to attend the U of I at Champaign-Urbana to study animal science. Megan Haddon of Jacksonville will be graduating from Jacksonville High School in May. She'll attend Lincolnland Community College to study ag education. Luke Hubbard of Winchester will graduate from Winchester High School in Scott County. He'll attend John Wood Community College to study agronomy management. Anthony Joyner of Carlinville will graduate from Carlinville High and attend Lincolnland Community College to study agribusiness management. Isabella Murphy of Farmersville will be graduating from Sacred Heart Griffin and attend the University of Missouri to attend and study animal sciences. Molly Reed of Shipman will graduate from Southwestern Piasaw and attend Western Illinois to study ag business. Grace Rinker of Strasburg will graduate from Stu Strauss High School and attend Lakeland College to study as an ag transfer. Patrick Weimers of Alton will be graduating from Marquette Catholic and attend the U of I at Champaign to study ag and consumer economics. And Allie Willenborg of Vandalia will graduate from Vandalia and attend Murray State to study ag business economics. In those 4-H and FFA chapter grants, 4-H clubs and FFA chapters in the local area include Old Ripley 4-H Club in Bond County. They'll be using their grant to plant flowers and construct raised beds at the Old Ripley Church of Christ in Pocahontas. The Central FFA chapter in Clinton County will construct wooden flower pots in Aviston. The Country Cousins 4-H Club in Effingham County will construct all-weather resting benches at the Effingham County Fairgrounds in Altamont. The Tassopolis FFA chapter will have a Green Hand Gardening deal where they create outdoor classrooms at T-Town High School. Carrollton FFA chapter will plant flowers around the Carrollton Town Square. Northwestern FFA chapter will construct a community food shack for residents in Palmyra. The New Douglas Cloverbuds 4-H Club will beautify the New Douglas Recreation Complex. The Quercus Grove 4-H Club in Madison County will plant community mission gardens at the St. John's Methodist Church. The Athens FFA chapter will construct trellises at the Athens Community Garden. The Creative Critters 4-H Club in St. Clair County will provide picnic tables at the Shreve Park in Muscoota. The Shelby County Cloverbuds 4-H Club will refresh the community garden at the Good Shepherd Hospital in Shelbyville. The Shelby Showstoppers 4-H Club in Shelby County will spruce up the Shelby County Fairgrounds show barns, and the Shelby Sparklers 4-H Club in Shelby County will beautify the Veterans Memorial in the Sigel Park. Again, those previous clubs and organizations all got a $500 grant to beautify a part of their community from Farm Credit Illinois. And in other local scholarship announcements, the Montgomery County Farm Bureau Foundation would like to congratulate their 2021-2022 scholarship recipients. The selection judges had a tough job this year with 16 total applications submitted, but only 8 $2,000 scholarships were awarded. And the Montgomery County Farm Bureau would like to thank the generous donors who make these scholarships possible every year. This year's Montgomery County Farm Bureau Foundation scholarship winners are Grace Anderson, Alexa Cassidy, Clayton Walsh, Kendall Nodal, Ty Nodal, Brooke Pieseld, Maddie Rupert, and Claire Tester. And that concludes your Ag News here for a Thursday afternoon. But remember, you can always send us your Ag News by an email at WSMI@WSMIRadio.com. And you can also give our Ag Department Facebook page a like. On Facebook, it's WSMI Agriculture. So again, for this Thursday afternoon, April 8th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.